This podcast is proudly brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Locally owned and locally operated. Your news now.
First question to ask when someone finds out you're a Bandera native, what was it like growing up around here? Times were really hard for certain periods, but the good times were never far behind. We lived for a time when my granddaddy kindled in a house that probably was one of the last in town to have indoor plumbing. I remember as a small boy carrying firewood with my mom to heat water in those big cast iron pots on laundry day. A wood stove in the kitchen provided fire for heat and cooking. We didn't get scared when we had to go to the outhouse late at night because zombies hadn't yet been invented. We moved into a small house on Pecan Street owned by Mrs. Davenport when the kid count was only 5. Little sister Debbie hadn't been born yet. I look at that house today and wonder how we managed. The greatest thing to happen for me at that point was meeting Honey and Nanny Blackwell, who lived behind us. They gave me my first taste of fishing fever, and it stayed with me throughout my life. Nanny always told me I was her favorite. She was my favorite, too. The Blackwells had a cinder block wall in front of their house, and it served as a landing point when I was learning how to ride a bike. We got our first TV while living there, and the thing I remember most is Granddaddy Kendall coming over on Friday night to watch wrestling while we went to the football game. I had a steady income on Saturday morning after a home game by scratching around in the pea gravel in front of the concession stand. Under the bleachers was good too, but the gravel was the honey hole. Living so close to the stadium gave me an advantage over some of the local competition like John Rico and others. My mom and dad soon purchased a house further up Pecan Street where I tell everyone I grew up. Some people question whether I have actually ever really grown up. Well, attending St. Joseph's School, I had to walk 3 blocks south, and then in high school, I had to walk 3 blocks north. Yeah, it was uphill both ways. We were only 1 block from the freedom of the Medina River, and I took full advantage of it. Back in those days, no one questioned what a young boy was doing with a .22 rifle on the river. It was pretty commonplace at the time. It was around this time that Archie Blue was wrangling on a local big ranch and courting his future wife near our house. He was driving a Model A or Model T at the time, and he ran off the street and hit one of my mom's laying hens. My mom jumped in our old 47 Chevy truck and ran him down and made him pay for that chicken. Well, he probably ate that chicken for supper that night, too. It was a running joke for a long time afterwards, as we were all friends and spent many nights in the Silver Dollar with Archie after he gained ownership. I can tell all my stories of growing up here in Bandera, but there's no way I can make people feel what it was like to live it. All the stories of life before my time, told by my mom, dad, grandparents, and uncles, are just folklore in the minds of people migrating in from Houston and other places. They're fascinated by the history and want the cowboy way of life to live on, but it's actually they who are helping to erode that lifestyle. Back in the day, there were a lot more sheep and goat ranches than cattle ranches. Look around the hill country hilltops, and you will see houses being built as high as possible. Soon there will be houses with a view of nothing more than other houses. The times they are changing.
hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written and narrated by Glenn Clark, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's News Without Paper. Stay tuned for more.